It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Coming up tonight, the Pitchfork Music Festival kicks off this weekend. We've got some awesome musicians in studio coming up at 9 o'clock. The band, the local band Twin Peaks, will be here. These guys grew up in the Rogers Park area. They are huge right now. I mean, they're all over the country. They were just on Conan O'Brien maybe a week ago, week and a half ago. They are one of the bands at Pitchfork Music Fest. They played so many festivals over the years. When I say that, I also mention that they're like, what, 23 years old, 24 years old. But they are here in studio tonight, so we'll be talking with the guys from Twin Peaks. Also, live performance tonight in Studio 435 with the band Whitney, another great band that used to be two of the guys from Smith Westerns. Now the band Whitney is blowing up, and they also are playing Pitchfork. So we're going to have a lot of music this week just because a lot of the bands that are coming through are coming through to Pitchfork, and it's awesome to have that festival here in Chicago because we can get the bands to talk about their lives. There you go. So that's coming up a little bit later in the show tonight. Well, if you were at the 4th of July parade in Aurora just this past weekend, you may have seen my next guest. He was the Grand Marshal. Tim Rader is the president and CEO of the Paramount Theater in Aurora. Rader is no stranger to regional theater. He was the head over at the Metropolis Performing Arts Center in Arlington Heights. The Paramount Theater has done some great stuff in the last few years, whether it be the Christmas Story they did over the Christmas time or their Broadway series. It's clear that the gamble to bring the Paramount to life just a mere 5 years ago has worked. The theater is serving as a beacon, as a centerpiece for a town that is constantly competing to keep people at home. Tim Rader is my guest tonight at the big table. Tim, good to see you.
Justin, I'm so thrilled to be here, man. This is great. I'm excited.
Congrats on all your success. I mean, we've known each other for a long time, and it's amazing to see not only being the Grand Marshal of the parade, but there's articles about you. You got a key to the city kind of thing. Like you're like Mr. Aurora now.
I feel like the most famous person in my subdivision. It's pretty exciting. Yeah. And, you know, I might be the youngest Grand Marshal of the 4th of July parade in Aurora. It's pretty exciting. And I wasn't alone. I was with Jim Cordy, and he's been a big part of the success of the Paramount.
He's the artistic director. Yeah. Right. Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about it. I mean, Broadway series is really what is pushing you guys. You made a decision to do a series of bringing Broadway musicals to Aurora. That's been a big part of the success of the Paramount. Talk about it.
Yeah. You know, when I was hired, the board really wanted to see some more activity. That's what we'd done at the Metropolis and Arlington Heights. We're doing over 400 performances a year, just cramming them into the theater, just activity. And they saw that. They saw the track record of that. So when I first got there, you know, one of the things that I took a look at was what was working at the Paramount, what was selling, what people wanted to see. We started kicking the can on, you know, do we try to do our own thing, our own Paramount Broadway series. You know, we'd had these tours that came through, and they didn't sell very well. It was like, you know, The Drowsy Chaperone and The Wizard of Oz.
And when you say tour, like just a theater that is just, or someone who's just producing this going from town to town to town.
Exactly. So the actors come in on a bus, and the set comes in on a semi, and they stay for one, two, maybe three shows, and ticket prices are pretty pricey because those tours cost a lot of money, and the show's kind of okay. You know, maybe mediocre, maybe good sometimes, but most of the time not so much. And so when we started looking at what was working and what wasn't, we needed to make a decision. Do we want theater, musical theater, to be a part of what we do at the Paramount in addition to the other things we do, or do we not, because it didn't quite work the way it was? And so we looked at different things, and what we ended up settling on was producing our own shows and hiring our own directors, hiring our own actors, you know, having professional musicians and building our own sets, doing our own costumes, picking our own shows. And that's, you know, it was a big decision that the board took a huge leap of faith on to.
Yeah, because, I mean, I would think even though it's pricey to the tickets to the people who are coming in, a touring show ultimately is going to be more inexpensive, or at least a more of a value, because you don't have to put that much capital or at least muscle into, or creative muscle into, the project.
Absolutely. Like a tour, it may be $25,000 plus expenses to put on a particular performance, but, you know, if you're producing a show, I mean, our budgets are, you know, $1.5 million for a production, approximately. A little more, a little less, depending on what we're doing. And it's a huge investment that you really need some sort of, I guess, faith that people will come see the show. And that faith for us comes from subscribers. We really believe in the subscription model. We, from the beginning, we wanted to be one of the largest theater subscription bases in the nation. And right now we're look like we're on track to be about 35,000 subscribers this coming season,
wow,
which is the third largest subscription base in the nation.
I mean, to put that in perspective, I mean, a lot of theaters want to do that as well. I mean, you think of Chicago.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the model that's done. To get that many, that 35,000 people who are on your subscription list at a theater in Aurora, that's huge.
Right. One of the farthest western suburbs in a town that does not have a history of a professional theater company in its midst. It was proof, you know, the fact that the community has responded so well, and they always have. From the very beginning, when we first rolled out this idea, the city of Aurora, and not just Aurora, but all the surrounding communities to Aurora, have just supported and gravitated and continued to tell their friends and neighbors about what we're doing. We tried from the beginning just really to pick shows they wanted to see and do them at a price point that folks could afford to come. You know, that subscription model is not dead, and people talk about it all the time. Oh,
right.
Subscription's dead.
Or they're trying to come up with something new to
something flex,
flex
model,
right,
or whatever. You know, or a discount here if you buy enough seats, and maybe get some autographed toilet paper or something like that. Who knows? You know, it's like all this crazy gimmicks that they do that just don't work. It's you just need to pick a show, do it well, and give people a value. And so we do a buy two shows, get two shows free. So you, the most expensive subscription you can get this next year is, gosh, it's $120.
So, how do you pick the shows? I mean, obviously, to pick a show to tour is one thing, but to produce a show, to actually put it up and find cast, what's the process to find the right Broadway musical?
It really is a process. It's talking with the licensing companies to find out what product is available. We have the ability to produce shows that aren't on tour, so we find out what's not touring, what's available for us to actually produce. We have to, you know, make sure that nobody else in the Chicago market's already got the license for the show, and then we talk about what we think would be the best fit for our season. Obviously, we want to pick shows that the audience wants to see. We need to sell tickets.
So what do you got? What are the four this?
This season. This is part of the reason it's going to be such a big season. We got Mamma Mia, which is the regional premiere of Mamma Mia. We've had the tour through town, right? We're the first people in the Chicago market to be able to produce Mamma Mia, and that's a huge coup.
That's huge. Yeah,
we're going to have 100,000 people come see Mamma Mia in Aurora. You know, it's fantastic. And you know, 85% of those people don't live in Aurora. These are people from outside of the, you know, it's a huge boon to the downtown. And, you know, and so that's twice as many people coming to see Mamma Mia that we used to have 50,000 people come to the Paramount on an annual basis. And now we have twice that coming to one production. It's pretty great. And then we have Little Mermaid for the holidays that opens up Thanksgiving weekend and runs through New Year's. And then we have Sweeney Todd. So if you like a little bit of Sondheim, a little meat pie or the sort, you know, it's going to be a fun one. Always happy. Lots of grins. And the final show of the season is Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Tim Rader is the president and CEO of the Paramount Theater in Aurora. We'll take a break. He's my guest tonight at the Big Table. We come back, we'll talk about I'd love to get your thoughts on theater as a tool for redevelopment. You know, obviously the Paramount being a place that where it's located in Aurora, you've had success with that in Arlington Heights, but there seems to be a movement to try and get theaters to be centerpieces of at least towns as opposed to cities. We'll talk about that coming up here on The Download. Stay with us. Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio with me, Tim Rader. Tim Rader is the president and CEO of Paramount Theater in Aurora, Illinois. We're talking about the success of Paramount, which has been, I mean, it's been, I mean, there's been articles all about your success for this. I mean, you're surprised at the way that the Chicago media market has responded to the success that you've had in Aurora?
It has been a little bit of a shock, and it's interesting when I get calls for advice on how to do programming for theaters in Ohio or Michigan or someplace that might be opening up, and they're looking for programming models, and now they're looking to what we're doing at the Paramount is kind of an example of how to actually bring people to their city and bring people from outside of their city to them to their core to stimulate the economy.
Let's talk about your life in theater. I mean, I mentioned the Metropolis. When you got out of college, was the goal to run a theater? What was your passion coming out of school?
I got out of college. Actually, I have a degree in business management and another in acting and theater. I've always loved theater, but I never actually thought I would be an actor because I grew up on a farm and we were very, very poor in Iowa. And I guess I just didn't want to be poor the rest of my life. So when I came to Chicago, I actually went into restaurant management for a couple years, really hated my life. And my wife, girlfriend at the time, now we're married, she's like, just make a change. And so I took a job as a box office manager at Apple Tree Theater in Highland Park.
And, yeah.
And was there 9 months and was asked to go open the Metropolis. The managing director there said, hey, I'm going to go open the Metropolis Performing Arts Center. I want you to come with. I want you to be the general manager there. And I said, that sounds great. I really think this is an opportunity. And that's where it started. And it really was all about what made sense, you know, as far as what we could sell and what would bring people to the theater that would make them want to come back.
Well, this would have been around 2000, yeah, that kind
exactly.
of time. And
yeah.
And this is when Arlington Heights really made that initiative as a town to redevelop their downtown. They started bringing in restaurants. They brought the Metropolis. They built some new buildings. Talk about what it was like to be a part of not just running a theater, but being part of a resurgence or redevelopment of a downtown.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that. We just had this downtown city council meeting in Aurora where the mayor of Arlington Heights came and spoke on behalf of what change has happened in Arlington Heights.
Yeah.
And how she'll drive around downtown and she'll see children from the School of Performing Arts eating their bag lunches out in the park right in the middle of downtown Arlington Heights. And, yeah, we were a part of that. We were a part of bringing people and pride to a community, which is really what it's all about, having that good PR, sense of community, the belonging, and it was a whole experience. The people that go to the theater, they also, as you know, they dine, they buy clothes, they pay the babysitter, they buy gas, and there's transport costs and hotel sometimes, and all of this other spending that goes along with a ticket to a show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, and then you go to the show and you have all these memories and you want to come back if you do a good show, if they think it's a good value.
What did you learn from your time in Arlington Heights? Because obviously, I mean, running a theater, especially in a redevelopment of downtown, there's a risk involved. There's some
yeah.
shows that work, some that don't.
Exactly.
What did you learn that you took with you to the Paramount?
That's an excellent question. You have to do a show that people want to see. That's number one. You have to pick a show that someone wants to see. And then it's got to be a good show. And if you're going to take a risk on a show, it better be a damn good show, because that risk is you only get so many of them before you close your doors. You've got to pick stuff that works, stuff like Schadenfreude for all that. I mean, all the great, great shows and Second City and these Christmas carols and some of those things support the other maybe more adventurous types of shows that you want to do. You know, it's stuff like that that really it's a part of a bigger picture, a whole package. You need different types of programming for different audiences. You need concerts and comedians. But at the end of the day, you have to pick shows that people want to see. And then after they see them, they have to want to come back.
Well, one of the things about a downtown theater, and you had this at Metropolis and you had this at Paramount as well, is being able to balance the space with your traditional theater productions and be able to program off theater, meaning, you know, concerts, comedians,
right.
You know, Air Supply, that kind of thing.
Right.
Where
that's right.
Where, I mean, but you have to. It's not just a job of opening night where you're putting
that's
up the
right.
lights and stuff. You really have to think about the shows that are going to work outside of live theater.
And what we found is there was this fear when we started doing these long runs of Broadway musicals that people would stop coming to the other shows. It's just been the opposite. People that are becoming subscribers to the Paramount Broadway series, they're part of the family, and they're now single ticket buyers to Jay Leno or Frank Caliendo, whoever it may be that we're having. They're now coming back because they have this relationship with us. They know where to park. You know, we started right after I started, we started this classic Movie Mondays. It's $1. You can come see The Goonies or Casablanca or something like that in downtown Aurora, big screen, big theater, really quality experience for a buck. And the popcorn in the movie, it's, you know, the popcorn and the soda is like half price what you would have at a normal theater.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just a community building tool. It's to bring people downtown so they have a relationship with their downtown, with the Paramount. Perhaps they go to eat before or after the show. They see what else we're doing at the Paramount. They decide they want to come back and see something else.
I mean, it's as I guess colloquial or corny as it sounds, but it is a community center in the way that, absolutely, you know, there you're, it is something that is that almost roots the community
and brings them together. Yeah. Exactly. It's the heart of Aurora, where this has now been such a source of pride. And I feel that from my neighbors, from the people I work with downtown, from the mayor. I mean, talk about support. I mean, without the board and the mayor and this group, this community, this wouldn't have happened. There's 100 different things that could have gone wrong. And I'm grateful every day that they haven't. So many things. And it's a blessing to be in the community that we're in, because we couldn't have had the support just anywhere.
What did you know about Aurora before? I mean, you're working in Arlington Heights. What did you know about Aurora? What did you know about the Paramount? What drew you to this job?
To be honest, it was an opportunity. I saw what they were doing, and I really felt like I could help. It felt like a community that needed maybe just a little more of a boost. There was clearly economic opportunity downtown, and that's changing. We've had a few restaurants open since.
What was there before you guys took 5 years ago?
Well, the casino, Hollywood, right, Casino is downtown, mm-hmm, and the Paramount's there. And Paramount was doing by most standards, they were doing really a good job with their programming. They had lots of stuff coming through. But it was 45 to 50 different performances. Now we're doing 300 performances, and that's not even including what we're doing at River Edge Park, just up the river half a mile. So it's a whole different deal. Rather than 50,000 people coming, yeah, through per year, it's well over 300.
But if someone's listening right now to WGN Radio, lives in Chicago, never made their way out to Aurora, what was Aurora like before you came in with the 300, 400 set? Where the Paramount was already working, was already a viable theater, it was working, it just wasn't, right, working at the volume.
Right.
But talk about what you saw when you first got there. What was downtown Aurora like?
Yeah, it needed help. There was not a lot of, there is no retail. There is no no real nightlife. There was nothing really to do besides go to the casino, and it was suffering a little bit. And it's changing, and it's really changing quickly. And it's remarkable the amount of enthusiasm there is right now for development in downtown Aurora, including this new performing arts center, Aurora Arts Center, that actually looks like it's happening right next to the theater. It's a $35 million development that there's going to be a school of performing arts, a new restaurant, apartments, artists' preferred lofts. It's exciting. It's a really exciting thing to see. And the nicest thing is we can tell it's just the beginning of the economic activity. It's just the beginning. And it's really exciting to witness, because when I showed up, you know, I remember talking to a staff member that was coming to is actually Jim Jarvis. He was, you know, when he was deciding to come and work, he talked to me about how his brother told him, "Are you going to, you know, bring your gun with you to work?" And that's just not been my experience. I've never been to Aurora or work. I work there, I live there, I play there, and I've never had an experience where I felt unsafe. It's really, the downtown is as safe as a downtown can be.
Well, it's a huge community that's growing too. I mean, Aurora in the last 10 years has you know, sort
it's
of
exploded.
It's exploded. It's become what, the second largest city in
it is, yeah,
in
over
Illinois.
200,000 yeah, people. Yeah.
So I mean, there's a lot happening in Aurora. We're talking with Tim Rader. He's the CEO and president of the Paramount Theater in Aurora, Illinois. We're talking about regional theater. We're talking about what you've done in the last 5 years, and also about redeveloping a downtown through the arts. We'll continue the conversation here on the download. Let's get a break for the news. We'll come back. We'll talk more with Tim. Stay with us. It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. My guest tonight in studio, Tim Rader, president and CEO of the Paramount Theater in Aurora, Illinois, a longtime friend of mine. Tim, it's good to see you. It's good to see you having success out in Aurora. You know, not every time does that happen. You know, theaters have long been, and theaters and art centers and music venues, they've long been the source of a redevelopment of a downtown. And it almost feels like a crapshoot when it comes to which ones succeed and which ones don't. We see it even in this, in our the towns that are in this area, from the North Shore towns to other towns have tried things in the south suburbs. Why does it work in Aurora?
Wow, that's a complicated question. I think it comes down to their philosophy on programming in a lot of ways, their leadership. It's always baffled me to see a big, beautiful theater, any theater for that matter, just to sit empty. I just don't understand that. I don't understand why folks that run them can't be a little more creative about what they do and find a way to fill them.
You see that in Chicago neighborhoods. I mean, we've been struggling over renovating the Uptown Theater for ages. I mean, that's a money issue to try and get that off the ground. But you see it. I mean, almost all of the old suburban areas of this town, they'll have that downtown theater, that might be dormant.
Yeah, and some of these towns, they tear them down and turn them into parking lots. I just can't wrap my brain around it. You know, if they just had the right vision for the theater and the right programming model, they can do – I mean, performing arts centers, they're in the center of the downtown for a reason. These theaters, they're economic stimuluses and they're a source of pride, and they bring people to the city. Like I said before, you know, the Paramount bringing in these folks, 85% of them are from outside of Aurora.
Well, I mean, how much is it? I mean, this is a difficult question, but I mean, just in terms of comprehend on my part, but you know, how much of it is that you're just far enough outside of Chicago? Like if I'm thinking of theaters that might be more in the inner circle of, you know, 15, 20 minutes away from a downtown Chicago, that those theaters may not be worth a resurgence because people have already made up their mind to easily commute into downtown Chicago. For you to be an hour plus out, is that an advantage?
Oh, I don't know. I don't actually know if a distance makes too much of a difference. I think that there's theaters in the burbs like Drury Lane and Oak Brook and Marion and Lincolnshire. They're right in the middle, you know, kind of 30 miles out each way. And we're 45. And so they're having a lot of success with their musical theater models. The Marriott's the largest subscription base in the nation for now, or second largest, I should say. And, you know, there are theaters. I mean, the density of population here is just so tremendous. And I don't think that we're oversaturated with theaters. And I think people that want to go to downtown Chicago for the downtown Chicago experience, that's one thing. If they want to see a show, that's another thing. They could see it anywhere. I think Chicago is a very unique experience. It's an exciting experience. You can come here for the whole package, the dinner, the show, sometimes the night in the hotel. And, you know, and we have the same thing. It's just a different option. If you don't want to drive downtown, here's an option right here in the western suburbs. And there's theaters all in between that have that same option. And some of them are more successful than others.
Do you consider yourself at the Paramount, do you consider yourself part of the Chicago theater scene?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We, you know, when we are looking for titles for shows, it's, you know, we are part of the Chicago market. We're competing against, you know, the Goodman and Chicago Shakespeare and Marriott and Drury Lane and all these folks in Broadway and Chicago, the tours that come through. We right now, we look at Broadway and Chicago as our main competition, to be honest. They're the biggest titles that come through Chicago. And we want to be the big dog in town. We want to be the largest theater in town. And I think we're well on our way to doing that.
Are you in a position where you can compete for titles with Broadway and Chicago? I mean, they obviously have these relationships with Broadway, and you see it whether it be SpongeBob or any of the other theaters, Book of Mormon, Hamilton, those kind of things. Do you see a future in which Paramount can compete for sort of
the titles? They get the titles first, no matter what. That's Broadway and Chicago, because they're doing the first run Broadway tours. They always have dibs on Book of Mormon and Wicked's and all of those shows that come through. They will always have first dibs. So we have to do the very best that we can with the other titles. And what we do is we produce them in a way that people can experience them, and they're better than they were before. They're re-envisioned shows that people can experience in their community.
Do you see yourself, you know, obviously the Broadway musical is working in Aurora. Do you see yourself, as you talk about trying to differentiate or diversify your content, being a house for something else? Being a house for, this is going to be the house that brings you original drama, original comedy, like that kind of stuff. I mean, is there a way for you to diversify, to continue what you've done with the Broadway series in other genres?
You know, we just hired Amber Mack. She's our new musical development director, and that's an investment into doing new musicals in the years to come. And it's going to take a few seasons, but we do see a future there. We see a show being created for the first time and featured, the world premiere at the Paramount Theater. And we will likely put it as part of our subscription series. And it will be, we hope, embraced and loved and then taken to Broadway, and it will live forever. That's our hope. And we don't know why we couldn't do that. Other people have the same success. So that's the direction we're heading. And I think ultimately that's probably the best way we can compete, is just to continue to produce the very best shows we can, start working on new works, because we think that's the real future. partner with producers that want to be a part of these new works. They're already bringing titles to us. We're already talking about, we were at a reading earlier today for a new musical. It's an exciting prospect to think about how we could then create something from mm-hmm. scratch at the Paramount that will live forever, something for our families and our children to cherish, something that could actually have some sort of emotional response forever and not just for 6 weeks, the 6 week run that we're having at the Paramount Theater, something that could live for always.
Well, I mean, there's talking to Tim Rader, he's the CEO and president at the Paramount Theater in Aurora, Illinois. You know, the one thing that regional theater, suburban theater, even community theater has to deal with is that stereotype of the waiting for Guffman. Like the idea that you're sticking, sort of like the stigma of we're all going to do it, we're going to put on a play, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, all right. But, I mean, is that a real thing? I mean, do people kind of hold their nose up on the fact that you're not downtown Chicago, that you're doing new, looking to do new works in Aurora?
I'm sure it happens. But I tell you what, I know it's happening less and less, especially this last year when it was our first year of eligibility for the Jeff Awards, which is the Chicago version of the Tonys, as you know. And we were nominated for 16 Jeff nominations, and we took home 5, including the best large musical and production, as well as best direction and some other things. We're doing, I believe, the very best musical theater in Chicago right now. We're producing huge Broadway scale musicals in a Broadway caliber house. We're bigger than most Broadway theaters. And we're doing it in a way that really taps into the core emotion of each production and really is resonating with people. And we know it's resonating with people because the subscriptions are just skyrocketing. We started off the first season with 12,500, and over the course of this is going to be our sixth season, we're going to be, you know, the third largest subscription
base. And the reason that we're talking, I mean, and to put it plainly, I mean, you just don't see that kind of success in the business model that is theater. I mean, you will see others have success and you'll have hits on your hand. But when you're talking about regional theater, you know, downtown Aurora theater, right, you're not seeing that kind of growth. And I think that's why you're a case study. That's why there's texts that are coming in saying they love what you're doing in Aurora, or they want to be in touch with you because they want to find out about how they can do it in their town. So it really is trying to unlock the secret for why this is working, why the Paramount is working in Aurora, where it may not be working in other towns.
You know, I think a lot of it is the people that have come to play at the Paramount. It's really a tremendously gifted group of individuals. Jim Cordy, the designers. And when you ask me whether we think we're a part of the Chicago market, absolutely we are. We're working with the very best designers, the directors, the actors. They're all Chicago. This is the best of Chicago. And they're wanting to be at the Paramount Theater. I remember when Chris Jones asked me if I knew that we were the, I think he called it the blue ticket to work. It was like the place for the actor. Every actor wanted to work at the Paramount. And I just thought that was so incredibly flattering that this is where we allow people to do their very best work. The designers get to really do what they want and they get to collaborate. And the scenic designer can have a say in what the costume designer is thinking and vice versa. It's really a tremendously collaborative environment. And that's something Jim Cordy has made, you know, possible from the beginning. He allows me to come in into the tech process and say, have you thought about doing this? And he'll think about it and he'll use it. Sometimes he'll slap me and say, are you stupid? But no, I'm kidding. It's not, but it's really that sort of group. There's no toxic energy, you know, from marketing to development to, you know, we have all of these tremendously talented people that just want to do their best work. And the box office, the ushers, it's a unique experience. It's very special, and I only see it getting stronger. The community has been everything. They've supported it from day one.
Well, I'll ask you about, I mean, in any business, there are going to be products that soar, and there's going to be products that fail. Right. In theater, are you in a position, are you at a vantage point of the Paramount Theater where, let's say that you put out a show tomorrow, and it's something where you invest in a new musical, and it's that show we've been talking about that nobody wants to see.
Right.
You know, that's are scary. You in a position at not unlike, you know, or unlike a lot of different theaters where you can survive, you know, a risky show, a show that might not be successful?
That's a really good question. I worry about all the shows that we pick, and I worry that they're going to sell. A new musical, we were just talking about this tonight, about how can we best introduce this? When's the right time? It's about what other shows we can surround it with. You know, if we have a Wicked in our season, yeah, we can do a new musical and anchor it with the other shows and that surround it. So we have to be very careful about what we do and how we pick that first new musical and how we nurture it. So it is received well and we don't lose our butts on it if we end up, you know, not being able to sell tickets to it. And the most important thing at the end of the day about this new musical is we have to be passionate about it. We have to know that it's something, regardless of whether it sells tickets or not, we're doing it for the right reason, because we believe it has the right voice for us, the Paramount and the community that we want to share with the world. And gosh, now's a good time to be doing something like that, something that could really have a message.
Well, I mean, it's a good place to go. I mean, obviously, to be a regional theater, to be involved in what it's just been 5 years for you, to be the centerpiece for a town like Aurora, it really plays to place, where we live, why we live, where we do. Throwing that at you, asking the question, like, you know, when you think about that being something to a town, a town that maybe before a couple years ago was struggling. What does that make? How does it make you feel to be a part of something that seems to be on the uptick?
Wow. You know, when I was told I was going to be the Grand Marshal, I shared this with Cordy, because he was also Jim Cordy. He's going to be the Grand Marshal as well. And his response to me was really just all for doing our job, you know, and some days that's how it feels. I feel like I get all of this support and all of this warm embrace, and it's really just from doing my job. It feels that way sometimes. And it's a remarkable thing that I think that we're doing. I do think it is going to be a case study in how to rebuild a downtown. But we certainly didn't do it alone. I mean, the mayor and the city council and the board and the community itself, there's so many different little things that could have derailed what we were doing. So I'm not surprised when other communities can't get to where we are, and it is a very unique situation that I think that we're in, because so many little things could have just taken us right off the path. Overpricing, an accident on stage where an actor got hurt. It could be so many tiny little things that we've just been so fortunate to dodge these random bullets. And the little things that we have encountered, we've been able to take heed and adjust. And at the end of the day, we've tried to remove any barrier for someone that wants to come see a show at the Paramount Theater. We want them there so they can experience it and come back.
Tim Rader is the president and CEO of the Paramount Theater in Aurora, Illinois. The Broadway series kicks off this fall. You can check it out, ParamountTheater.com. Is that the...
ParamountAurora.com.
Yep. ParamountAurora.com. Tim, thanks for being my guest tonight. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Justin. You're the best.